Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Corolla Drinks presents the World Championship of Guacamole. October 13th at Sea Legs in Huntington Beach. Come on out and enjoy some endless rants, blended mangria cocktails, plus truckloads and truckloads of guacamole. The World Championship of Guacamole, October 13th. The event is free. You get to taste guacamole and vote for your favorite. And hear live music from Loxy and the Smokin' Kills. Think your guac has what it takes to take home the championship belt? Only 50 entries are available, so hurry. Get your registration form now at officialwcog.com. That's officialwcog.com. The World Championship of Guacamole is coming. Guoctober 13th at Sea Legs.
In the spirit of Murrow, Jennings, Cronkite, here's another great moment in local news.
Well, Cal State Long Beach's controversial mascot is officially out. After years of debate, the school's president has decided to retire Prospector Pete.
He is beloved by some and criticized by others who say the gold rush led to the killing of indigenous people. The school will also change their 49ers name to the 1949ers, which was the year the school was founded.
That's a great moment in local news. Now, back to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, normally I'm not for this kind of nonsense, but that is going to deeply impact the indigenous community in the United States and California as well.
Shockwaves will be felt.
Well, traditionally, these people have fallen on hard times, given way to obesity, diabetes, and undereducated, undernourished. I mean, you take a look at the population, you talk about Hispanic or black or what have you, marginalized community. Right. The indigenous people are far below any of the groups we even mention. We don't even usually mention them. They're off the chart, but it's all changing now.
Yeah.
As soon as you get rid of Pioneer Pete.
With this symbolic gesture.
You get rid of that guy in a foam outfit mm-hmm. with an oversized cowboy hat.
It says a lot.
And the foam axe they use in The Shining.
The pickaxe.
You get rid of that guy.
It's smooth sailing.
Turns on a dime.
Yeah. Here's Petey.
Yeah. Because you know how it's worked that way for all other groups
yeah.
all the time
the
throughout history?
100% successful, yeah.
You take down the negative stereotype and boom.
Right to the top.
Fortunes change. Mm-hmm. That day.
Yeah.
It's not even like within, you know, after the weekend.
A generation,
or
yeah.
By the time the ink dries on the signature. Woo, on the
mission
exciting.
Accomplished. All right. Well, those people are going to be flying high in a matter of days. So done and done.
Yeah. Big day.
I'll tell you the real danger of that kind of stuff. Satiation. It's like, all right, we did our,
yeah.
we put in our time.
My guilt has subsided.
No need to go, hey, tutors who are heading to the reservation, no need.
Turn around. Haven't you heard?
Yeah. All right. Awesome. By the way, I like the idea that there some people are big fans of the mascot
right.
and others find it deeply offensive. Like, I can't hang with either one of those groups. Can you? All right. I want to thank Tommy John for this half of the show at TommyJohn.com and /Adam and Geico at Geico.com. And let's not forget our friends at BetOnline. Go to BetOnline.ag. Enter Podcast One, Sportsnet Challenge. So much fun. If you want to get involved, you can join BetOnline.ag. You pick them. And then you got your chance to win $25,000. Use the code PODCAST1 to receive a 50% welcome bonus. I need your help with my picks, so you can send them to me every week. I'll give you five for your $100 in credit on BetOnline. So I'll give you five I'll give five of you, I should say. I'll give you five of you. Five of you are going to get $100 in credit at betonline.ag. Brian?
I don't think you need any help with your picks because week four update, Podcast One is asking some of their podcasting personalities to make picks week by week. Adam Carolla, 5-0 on week four. Congratulations to whoever's making your picks.
I don't like to talk about myself, but there's a certain gift. And it's a certain, you know how you say some performers have it?
Yeah, yeah, I do know that.
I have that when it comes to making picks. Mm-hmm.
I went 4-1 on the week. Sadly, not enough to overtake Adam Carolla, who leapfrogs me now. 8 points on the season for you, 6 points for me. I went 4-1 on the week. You went 5-0. Very impressive. If you guys want to check out our picks, podcastonesportsnet.com is where you go to see our picks every week. You'll see who everyone picked, everyone from me and Adam to Shaq and Rob Riggle and Jeff Cesario, Chet Waterhouse. Everyone makes picks on there. You can make your own bets at betonline.ag. Use that promo code podcast1.
I had a thought, and Max Patty, you can tell me, and it may not have been my thought. It may have been Sheck's thought, Dave Damashek's thought. I can't remember what we were talking about on Good Sports. And I can't remember if I talked about it here, but I would like this to be just sort of a company-wide, league-wide policy. We're talking about the throwback uniforms. We're talking about the Rams in the throwback uniforms.
His uniform talk is probably Damashek. Man's obsessed.
I'm talking about Dave Damashek.
Oh, okay. Oops, I had someone else on top of my tongue.
Yeah.
Dave Damashek.
We exclusively talk about what fruit is fruit
is king.
Power rankings and fruits.
And what then, colors are aesthetically pleasing.
And then uniforms. That's all we talk about.
So manly.
That's all we talk about. And we were talking about throwback, and then we're talking about throwback uniforms, and then Dave or I brought up, it may have been Dave, but we'll figure it out. I think it was Dave. That, if you're going to go throwback uniforms, the coaches need to go throwback.
Bum Phillips.
I like that.
Bum Phillips, and Wade Phillips is the Rams' defensive coordinator?
Defensive coordinator, yeah.
And Bum would wear cowboy boots and a big old hat, like a big jacket.
He looks like a Simpsons prospector.
Totally. Yeah. He looks like he's from Dallas. Yeah, he looks like Larry Hagman.
Tex Richmond.
Yeah. If he was a mascot for Cal Poly Pomona, he would be banned immediately because this would be considered offensive to the indigenous population. By the way, is there one person with a drop of Indian blood that weighed in on that entire thing, or
doubtful,
just a bunch of
news
fucking pearl clutching yentas who are going to save us from ourselves? Jesus Christ, would you people kill yourselves? Really, I mean it. Just kill yourself. Let us. You know why? Because I'm no longer enjoying my life with you on the planet with me. I'd like to go through my life and not be hit with a new controversy that's a non-controversy every 10 minutes.
I want to talk about Bum Phillips.
I want to talk about Bum Phillips. The important things. I want to prioritize. So Bum. So our thing was, if the players all have to dress in the throwback uniforms, then the coaches must dress
era-specific.
Therefore, Wade Phillips must don the McMillan and wife duster with the 10-gallon hat and the ostrich skin boots and the whole nine yards.
For him.
Yes, it's only like right.
That sounds good.
It's only just and fair.
Look no further than Goodwood. I'm telling you, the whole people dress in period garb, and guess
Steampunk.
What? The mechanics have to dress that way as well. They have to wear the white coveralls
really?
With the tie under it and all that.
Well, you cap?
You want some guy wearing a System of a Down t-shirt, like wrenching on an old Bugatti? No,
awesome.
they literally wear the white jumpsuits with the tie underneath, the collar and the tie underneath it, and the cap, you know, the tweed cap. There you go.
You know who you don't want to participate in this? Mm. Cheerleaders. Mm. Down to their ankles.
Well,
the skirts.
It can go bad because
there was a sweet spot.
Yeah. There was a sweet spot. The Rams had the hole in the top. That was a sweet spot. Do you remember that?
No.
They had
a keyhole top?
In the 80s.
I didn't know that.
In the 80s, the Rams t-shirt, the Rams cheerleaders tops had the hole cut in the center of them.
How delightful.
Very hot.
New merch for the Adam Carolla.
Also, back in the day, the Minnesota Vikings and I think Green Bay Packers didn't have them, but Minnesota Vikings, they just have local high school cheerleaders come to their game.
Oh, really?
Yes, at the beginning.
Quaint.
Max Paddock or we'll talk to RJ Bell about it, but some of the teams, I think Minnesota would just go, the local high school, just bring the gals over and they can cheer away with their pom poms. All right, let's see. RJ Bell?
Adam Carolla, how are you?
Good to speak to you, my friend.
You know, do you feel like we can speak honestly at this point?
I do. I feel like I can. I feel like you need to kind of bite your tongue.
Okay. I'm going to
speak honestly, RJ Bell.
I'm going to try. I'm worried. You know, because last year we put up a winning season, and anyone could say, yeah, you know, but now after another perfect week, 75% of the year, right here on Adam Carolla's show with the gang, I'm worried people are going to quit school, high school kids drop out thinking this is easy. What should we do?
Right. No,
you're going to have to tank some games.
Yeah. I'm with you. Like, I had some concerns at some point that my dick was so wide I wouldn't find a sexual partner. You know what I mean? And I was deeply concerned for a long period of time.
It's a real concern.
It's a real concern, Gina.
Yeah, people don't want to put that anywhere near. Mm-hmm.
Can I weave together a couple things now that happened in the show? So you mentioned Back to the Future and the nerds. RJ, question for you as a Vegas insider / expert. Biff Tannen, who stole the almanac, the sports almanac, and got rich as the world's best sports gambler, Biff Tannen would have become very famous very quickly. He would have had to tank strategically a number of games here and there, although he would have been banned from all casinos.
Well, you know what's interesting? It would have been like in Goodfellas after the LaTanza heist. Mm-hmm. One guy would have showed up with the car, my mom bought it, right?
It's in my mom's name.
Now, what's funny, though, Brian, is there are serious pros. The biggest problem the very best guys have is not getting barred from certain online books, because the more outs they have, the better chance they have to win, right? So there are 10 places. They don't want to get thrown out of any. They will play what they consider to be a little bit square but break-even bets, and they call it camouflage, different ways they bet that won't really lose them money, but it makes them look more recreational than they really are.
Wow. This dovetails perfectly into my fake orgasm theory. Which is, I've said this on Loveline many times.
This is real advice you've given.
I really do mean this. If you are faking your orgasms, ladies, every between 7th and 10th one, hold one back.
Yeah.
You'll never be accused of faking orgasms if you just go.
Just can't get there.
Can't be 100.
I was watching Oprah, and she did the Whatever Happened To segment, and they brought the lady who the monkey tore her face off. And she was smoking a cigarette through the side of her cheek, and I just, I think was her cheek. I think it was her cheek. And just hold one back. That's all you need to do.
That's good.
What happened to that woman?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to see it.
Well, you know, like Kramer says, sometimes it's enough already.
Mm-hmm. That's what the great Kramer said. By the way, his jacket just went on sale. RJ, what thoughts? I know we're talking football, but there's a big MMA fight coming up. Khabib and Conor I thought Khabib would be a favorite, and it turns out he wasn't a favorite. And now I said, I bet that line's going to change a little bit. Where do we have it now, Max Zapata? Conor is plus 156 and Khabib is minus 165. What's that mean?
Madoff.
Yeah, what's that mean?
Yeah, so it's somewhere where Khabib is a, let's call it, smallish favor. And let's just say minus 150 plus 130. So if you want to bet on Khabib the favorite, you've got to risk a little bit more. So 150 wins you 100, or 1500 wins you 1000. It's just a ratio of you got to lay an extra 50%. And if you like Conor, you get back plus 130, so 100 wins you 130. The difference between the minus 150 and the plus 130, that's the vig, that's what the dastardly bookies take.
I don't like to talk about myself in glowing terms, but Max Zapata, wasn't I saying like a week ago, oh, Khabib's got to be favored in this fight, and then you looked it up and you went, Conor McGregor's favored on this fight, and then I said, that's going to change.
No, listen, Adam.
And
I don't
did it change? Or was that you?
I don't criticize anyone
not you.
For not being a professional, but Khabib has been the favorite the entire time.
Well, then
who
told me Conor was... I know everyone has a gear where they just disagree reflexively, but who was I talking about?
That was Dylan.
Oh, that was Dylan?
Come on, that doesn't sound like Dylan.
Was on the podcast, right?
Yeah, maybe it was Good Sports.
Oh, it was probably... It was Good Sports. All right. Okay, so it was during Good Sports, and Dylan told me...
He doesn't always know how to read the plus minus.
Well, yeah, the money lines are confusing. I will say that. Right. That said, Dylan has my cell, so he can text me anytime if he needs clarification.
As I say to everyone who's wrong all the time, I will accept I don't know. I will accept that in lieu of the wrong information. So Khabib has always been the favorite.
Yes.
But it's close.
It is. And here's what's fascinating. Two things about this fight. One is most certainly the wise guys are split on it. Meaning I've talked to about eight guys that are specialists in the UFC. This is where they make their biggest bets. And like five of them are on Khabib. And that's where I think the average UFC fan's thinking, oh, McGregor's got the big name. He's the personality. But boy, that Russian can wrestle. You know, that's the mentality. But there's about half of these really sharp guys. They think Conor's striking ability early is going to win it for him. So the consensus is if Conor wins, it's going to be early, and if Khabib wins, it will go later. Last thing about this fight, big, big, big predictions that Conor will be the favorite come fight time, because once the UFC fans hit Vegas, they get on the strip the day of the fight, it's going to be McGregor money hand over fist. So here's the advice. If you like Conor, bet it now. Take that plus money. If you like the Russian, wait, and you might be getting plus money on him an hour before the fight.
Well, I'll tell you my only thoughts as a guy who likes combat sports.
Nurmagomedov?
Yes. I think Khabib is 26-0. I think he's not loud and boisterous, and you know, there's not all the pomp and circumstance, but I think he's... should win the fight, but the caveat is this. Well, there's sort of two. Conor's had some time off. That's an issue, but his time off was focusing solely on striking. And if you think about the earlier parts of MMA in past years, as a guy used to teach boxing, I would look at professional MMA fighters and go, that guy's boxing is horrible. Like, it's sort of embarrassing. It's a lot like the women's division. The women's division started with them doing like horrible boxing and horrible. Now it's very crisp. It's gone up tenfold in just the last few years. Women's hands, for instance. So Conor's taken a couple years off, but he train intensively, exclusively on boxing. And these guys train as part of their game as boxing, but it's also wrestling and grappling and everything else. Then got in with, some argue, the best of all time, Floyd Mayweather, and held his own in the boxing department. Nobody's as slick and as fast as Floyd Mayweather. Floyd's a little bit older, but he's in great shape. So there is this sort of taking the year off to just box and then pretty much holding his own with a guy who's the best says a lot about his striking. If somebody's striking was at that level in the MMA 10 years ago, they would have dominated. How say you, RJ Bell?
I think you're right on. And what's so fascinating about the UFC to me, and I'm not an expert at the combat sports, and I say this sincerely like you are, but it's the way that no one quite knew what would win, right? It was like maybe Butterbean could come in, and I'm sure you remember him, come in and maybe win. And then with the Gracies and the Jiu-Jitsu and how they showed, I think it was UFC 1 if I'm remembering, how, hey, if you don't fight this way, at least competently, you're in big trouble. And then how every 3 years it seems like things are evolving so quickly. Where I've talked to people that really know the UFC, and they say Ronda Rousey in her prime wouldn't be the best fighter today. And it was just a couple years ago in her prime where she seemed unbeatable. Things are evolving that fast.
So, you know, Gina, Butterbean was this big, bald, 400-pound albino, basically boxer with red, white, and blue shorts that would just fight anybody.
She's seen Jackass.
At any time and just throw crazy haymakers and knock everyone out. But it was kind of a novelty act, but he did knock a bunch of people right. out. And then the Gracies were a bunch of 180-pound wiry guys from like Rio de Janeiro who would take anyone down and then literally just choke them out with their gi.
Sweet.
Like at some point, no matter how big the guy was, they'd crawl up him and just...
Oh, my God!
And we're looking at Butterbean.
And you can be called Butterbean because who's going to make fun of you?
Look how tiny his gloves look.
That's the number one thing you notice. He's wearing 8 or 10 ounce gloves and they look like they're gardening gloves.
Wow.
That was a legit laugh out loud moment in Jackass when Johnny Knoxville fought him and Butterbean, you know, one punch and sent him across the room. And when Johnny Knoxville came to, he said, "How's Butterbean?"
All right. RJ, let's make those picks. Here we go. So
it's time for RJ's Parlay. Vegas insider, RJ Bell.
Pregame.com is where you go to check out the website and the podcast, Dream Preview. All right, RJ, what do we got this week?
Well, we got two games, and we got one that's a classic handicap and one that's a big surprise. The classic is simple. Miami Dolphins plus 6.5 points. And here's the theory. Miami got embarrassed. The whole world saw it. They look at that 3-1 record and say, "Oh, come on, you got lucky." And finally, Brady and Belichick got a hold of you and showed you you shouldn't even belong maybe in the NFL, right? All the overreactions. So Miami's at a low point for a 3-1 team, if you think about it. On the other hand, Cincinnati's won literally 3 coin flip games on the way to this very good record. And they've won them all, so they've just gotten lucky. Doesn't mean they're not a good team. It means they're not as good as their record. Thus, classic value, Miami Dolphins plus 6.5.
All right, good call. I was traveling last weekend. What was the Miami-New England score?
They killed them.
Oh, it was like, what 30 points? I mean, it was a blowout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, then my New England, which is, don't ever count on them skidding for any real length of time. All right, next game.
Second game, this is the surprise. Kansas City Chiefs, favored by 3, hosting the Jacksonville Jags. And here's why it's a surprise. This is the type of team I like to fade. Everyone's excited about them. Oh, is Mahomes the best quarterback in the world? Blah, blah, blah. And I get it. There is a premium on them right now because of the excitement. But historically, these teams that are just so good early in the year, and they're statistically good. It's not just the scoreboard. It's the stats, and Kansas City meets that criteria. They usually are not properly valued early because people are skeptical. Yeah, the recreational bettors are excited, but the pros are skeptical. Oh, you know, they've only played a couple of games. I look at Kansas City, and I just think they're much, much better than the pros think. And on the flip side, Jacksonville, Blake Bortles, he's fine, and I'll say fine in quotes, against average teams, but against elite teams, with the spotlight the brightest, he seems to will. So we're only laying 3, Kansas City at home over Jacksonville.
I like it. RJ, you can find RJ at, shoot him a tweet at RJ in Vegas if you like. And do we have any outro for RJ? The podcast Dream Preview as well. Thanks, RJ Bell.
Hey, thanks, guys.
RJ Bell, gambler, RJ's Parlay.
So, Maxipat, it must have been good sports, and it must have been me talking to Dylan, and Dylan screwing up the computer, right?
That's what I'm being told, yes.
There's a fair amount of that in my life, which is, I go, "Oh, this guy's whatever," and then I go, "Nope, it's the other way around," and I go, "Huh,
moving on."
All right, well, there you go. I guess I didn't know what I was talking about, and then at some point, I did. So Khabib's been favored the whole time. I find that clip. It'll be fun.
All right.
What's up?
We'll play it over and over again.
What's up with Butterbean? Now I'm intrigued. Is he still a thing? Is he around?
He's not a thing.
It's his picture of health.
He's always been a thing. No, I can't imagine him. I don't think he's fighting anymore.
Okay. I like that picture.
Uh-oh.
I'm just saying I see a world where Butterbean is doing some sort of circus sideshow traveling. You know what I mean?
Right.
He can play Shrek on Broadway.
Any kind of sanctioned legitimate fight, but he's out there swinging at somebody for money.
Is he the guy who had a cameo in the Popeye movie with Robin Williams?
Oh, no. He's not that.
He wasn't that big fat, not that same big fat guy?
No, because that big fat guy's too old.
Okay. Like King Kong Bundy or something like that.
Right? Yeah. He was around. I think we had him on the pilot of The Man Show as I look back on it. Anyway.
Find that Jackass clip.
We'll find it.
What happened to Butterbean?
Tommy John, man. Close your eyes. Imagine yourself in your current underwear, unless you're driving, of course. We don't want that. You proud of how you look? If the answer is no, you got Tommy John. Tommy John, they obsess over every little detail. Men and women's underwear with a no wedgie guarantee. Stay put waistbands, feather light, breathable, moisture wicking fabrics. Women's underwear now fully back in stock. They sold out super quick and now they're back. If you don't like your pair, well, they got the best pair you'll ever wear or it's free guarantee. But I would stand up and yell liar in a strong English accent, but of a nobleman.
Sure.
If you bought a pair of Tommy John underpants, wore them, and went, nah, I'm
not
sending them back, yeah. I would yell liar. I would stand up. I would have my seconds hold my cane, and I would stand up. I would tilt my top hat forward, and I would yell, liar! So it echoed throughout the mahogany walled chambers we're in. Tommy John, no adjustment needed, right, Dawson?
Go to TommyJohn.com/Adam to save 20% on your first order, plus free shipping and free returns on all dress shirt purchases. That's TommyJohn.com/Adam for 20% off. TommyJohn.com/Adam.
Butterbean is now punching.
They're fighting inside of like a clothing store.
Which is always a...
Give me one to lose. There you go.
And he knocked him out and really knocked him out. Like, I mean...
Knoxville's down.
You can tell he's out. He's lucky he didn't hit his head on the back of something.
Oh, he's bleeding.
Yeah, he did. Watch that. He's lying on the ground being tended to.
Is Butterbean okay?
Yeah, I mean, that was just not the place to do that because there's sharp countertops and stuff like that.
It's half in the hallway.
If Butterbean, that's so weird. It's the ballsiest thing in the world. Is Butterbean still fighting? All right, we'll fight. Take a quick
check. Ticketmaster.com.
Take a quick break. We'll come back with news right after this.
Spend Tuesdays with Dr. Drew.
Hey, I'd like to suggest you listen to the Dr. Drew podcast. It comes out every Tuesday, and it is my chance to. I love doing it. It's my chance to really dig into people and. Find out what makes them tick, what's going on. It's a long form where we can get into material and topics that I just can't get into anywhere else. And it's a privilege to be able to spend that time really getting in deep. So please join me on the Dr. Drew podcast.
The Dr. Drew podcast, every Tuesday on Corolla Digital and Podcast One.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. All those crazy Trump tweets. Give me news with Gino Grad. Trouble in the Middle East. Celebrity drunk meltdowns. Deep news with Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, great news for Sylvester Stallone fans. CNN reports that filming for the fifth Rambo is currently underway. And Sly unveiled the first images of John Rambo from the next installment of the hit franchise. The first photo features Stallone decked out in Western wear, complete with a cowboy hat. We're looking at a picture here.
Time traveler.
The caption says, "Tonight we start filming." In another photo.
He's a machine. I mean, he's doing the third Creed or the second Creed. He's got the irascibles. Yeah. What's he got?
Expendables.
Deplorables. It doesn't end.
Doesn't
I mean, he's literally...
Machine.
When I saw him backstage at whatever the Wealth Expo was, he was showing me all the guys who could fight Creed and on his phone. He was like working on casting on a Sunday night while he's standing backstage at the Staples Center. I was like, it's insane.
Yeah, he doesn't stop. It's amazing.
I wonder if he ratchets it up now that he realizes, like, okay, now you have, there's 8 years more of this, and then you have to stop. Like, I feel like he's tripling down, like he's spinning more plates. Damn, he's damn near Jim Carolla in this department.
Can I tell you what I did on my actual birthday? On the day before, we were in, obviously, Seattle on my birthday. The day before, mm-hmm. I was like, what do you want to do? I'm like, we went to this cool club, Vibrato Jazz Grill. It's Herb Alpert's, like, dinner, like, jazz club. Mm-hmm. And you know who was performing there that night?
Chuck Mangione. Oh!
Frank
Stallone.
Frank Stallone!
Love Frank Stallone.
Playing all the hits. Hey, man, don't... Frank Stallone, ha ha ha, is a legit great singer. He sings standards. He sings blues songs, jazz songs. He's a good singer.
Love that guy.
And close with this.
And a good boxer. Butterbean, been inactive since 2013.
Oh, no.
So he's... not far from over.
So Stallone first made his debut, of course, you all know this, as Vietnam War veteran, 1982's First Blood. Subsequently went on to star in 85's Rambo First Blood Part 2, 88's Rambo 3, 2008's Rambo. The tentative title for the upcoming film, Rambo 5, The Savage Hunt. And a premiere date has not been set yet.
I'm in, but I mean, between your Creeds and the Expendables and the Rambos and the Rocky, I mean, how many? I mean, it's insane.
He's the franchise king.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some other news on the other side of the spectrum. Kevin Spacey being sued by a male masseuse for sexual battery, according to Entertainment Tonight. The accuser, who's decided not to identify himself, alleges that the incident occurred when he was called to Spacey's home in Malibu in October 2016 for a private massage. He claims Spacey forced him to rub his genitals, attempted to kiss him, grabbed his genitals over his clothing, and offered to perform oral sex on him. He's asking
Can I say this about the just the massage experience?
Sure.
I went and did a gig in Wisconsin at that club or whatever at that resort a couple weeks ago. Everything's a blur. Got on a plane, went to Chicago, drove all night, blah, blah, blah. But it was at a club, not a club, but a resort. And the gig wasn't till noon, and I was getting in like Thursday night or something. And I said, I'm going to give me a massage. Oh. So I ordered a massage. And there's a couple things. First off, they did this one where they go, would you prefer male or female masseuse? And I said, I would prefer a female. And they said, we only have a male available. And I thought, okay. Well, next time, let's save ourselves some time and just announce that we have a male masseuse available, which is fine. Then the other one that I've noticed every time I get a massage, there's a lot of this talk. And it seems unnecessary, and I'll tell you why. The talk about you're in your bathrobe. The deal is you take a shower, you clean all your parts, you see if you can squeeze every bit of gas out of yourself, shower off, clean your private parts good, and then you get in the robe and you get in the slippers, and then you go. And they walk you to the room and they speak in hushed tones and they hand you a water that's got some essence of zucchini in it or something. And you go into the room and then they go ahead and hang your bathrobe up on the hook. And it's very dimly lit. The candles lit and the Enya playing. And they go, and then slide under this sheet. Mm-hmm. And I'll be out here and I'll wait on you. And they wait. And they usually wait a little longer than it is necessary. Yeah, they're playing it safe because bathrobe off, hung on the door, up on the table, under the sheet is about a 7-second process for me. But they wait a little. And then there's the knock. You under the sheet? Are you good? You all right? And it's like, yeah, I am. And then they come in. And then they basically wedge your hand up your ass and massage your nutsack and rub oil all over your fucking body while you're semi-hard. And it's like, hey, what if you caught a glimpse of ass cheek? Like, when you think you come through the door a little premature, and they're like, whoa, hold on.
What's, oh God.
What's I the, wasn't expecting that.
What's the meaning of this? Obviously, you're going to be putting your hands all over me for the better part of 50 minutes. We don't have to be so precautious about the decorum of walking
Who
in.
Who could have seen this coming?
Part of my upper thigh was hanging out exposed where the sheet was before you came barging through the door like the Kool-Aid Man. I want to speak to management. They play it real safe with that. Yeah. And next thing you know, they're just wedging the parts together. They're up in there. So, my feeling is I'm going to go out here. I'm going to count to 10 Mississippi out loud, and then I'm coming in. But I don't, unnecessary for the knock. Yeah. Then I got this guy. This guy's good. I like this guy, but maybe a little too chatty, which is they go, would you like medium pressure, light pressure? And I always kind of do your thing. Just the basic is good. Like makeup artists will go, what do you like? And I'll go, I'd like you to do your good. Do the best you can do. That's I'm not going to tell you how to do it. And, don't draw a cock on my forehead. But short of that, do what you like. And so then they do the thing, and they're doing it, and they go, okay, will you tell me if it's too much pressure? And I go, okay, thank you. And then you lay there, and you start to kind of drift off, and they go, how's that? And you go, it's good. Too much pressure? No. Good, thanks.
That's what I meant by
okay,
good.
You'll tell me if it's too much pressure. And then at a certain point, you realize 186 questions in of super courteous questions.
I'm very relaxed.
It's too much question. Like, I'm going to lower the table now. It's going to make a little bit of a sound. So don't be startled when I lower the table, but it's going to be just a little sound. Then they hit the thing and you lower the table. How's that? Is that okay?
The table lowered.
Yeah,
still
okay. Face through the donut. Okay, is that too much pressure? And it's like, it's good, but a little too much.
Yeah.
I would prefer. And we should just set some ground rules, which is go outside, count to 10 Mississippi out loud. If you catch some ass cheek on the way in or some side sack, that's bonus.
It's on you.
That just means no tip. You got the tip. You saw the
you
tip.
You saw the tip.
The other one is once you announce, you go ahead and sound off if there's too much pressure. At that point on, it's on me. If I don't sound off, if you hear nothing else from me, it's not because you killed me with too much pressure. It's because we had an agreement.
Yeah, everything's going fine.
Yeah, we had an agreement, and I'm sticking to my signed agreement. And if you ask me every 9 minutes if it's too much pressure, it's going to actually fly in the face of the relaxation.
Yes, yep. Agreed.
You have Dylan in the Khabib clip?
Yeah, so this actually happened off mic. So,
off mic? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Hey!
Connor's plus 138.
Does that make him favorite?
Yeah.
What's Khabib?
Minus 158.
Oh, yeah, you saw Gary's...
So it's almost...
Thursday?
Even, right?
Almost even, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right. That was my fault. I should have just known that plus or points. Minus would have. I could have figured that one out.
Follow your heart.
And also talk to Dylan off the air about something. All right. But so he's always been favored. It's about the same now, right? Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
All is right.
Do you think that all straight men and all women in general prefer a female massage therapist? Because that's starting to be my consensus.
Yes and no. Yes to the first part, no, not necessarily the second part.
Because at this point, I've had them both multiple times, and I absolutely prefer a female.
Well, a guy, I guess it depends what you're looking for. Because a guy, theoretically, has got a little bigger hand and a little more upper body. Yeah. And if you really got to work those knots out, then maybe the guy who weighs 180 versus the chick who weighs 125, maybe that's a better tool for that.
But they never go for it, in my experience. You never see the guy request the guy.
Here's an interesting...
It's gay, dude.
Here's an interesting survey. I'll go first. Okay. I have stronger feelings about what my wife gets versus what I get.
Interesting.
I don't have... strong feelings about either one, but
you're more invested.
It's a little bit of a coin toss, and when it comes to getting naked and rubbing down with oil, I have a little more. I'd prefer that be with the lady. A little more. I'm not uptight about it. I'm not weird about it. But if you ask me, what do I want? I'd go, I don't care. Okay. What do you want for Lynette? I want a woman.
Anecdotally, that is 100% of the time been my experience with boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
They would very much prefer that a dude isn't all over me.
Yeah, I was thinking. I'm thinking about that exact scenario. I'm thinking to myself, what would I slightly prefer? Because I'm torn. Then I realize Chris and I have gotten a few couples massages over the years. You know, and they're like, oh, we have a, and they've said to us, oh, in the waiting room, oh, we have a male masseuse and a female masseuse, or masseur and a masseuse. And at that point, I say, she'll take the man.
Oh, look at you. So maybe you're a cuck, Brian.
Slightly prefer. No, I just slightly prefer the gentle touch of a woman.
Oh,
I'm a puss.
You would.
Yes, yes.
But you would prefer?
Yes.
That your wife get the man?
No, but given the, like you said.
You get one or the other.
Much
you'll
like
take
you said,
the lady.
I don't have strong feelings, but given what it comes down to it, if there's a man and a woman only available, you can have the man. Because I know that
all right,
she prefers.
That's not what I'm saying.
So Brian doesn't have those feelings like you have, that proprietary feeling.
No, but we're getting into some weird, confusing zone, okay. Which is, I'm not saying it's a couple's massage and there's a man and a woman available.
Oh, no. I understand. That is the reasoning I'm using to say I care more about me getting the woman than I do about her getting the man.
All right.
That's what the body comes down.
But now your wife's getting a massage without you, man or woman.
I prefer the woman.
Well, now you've answered the question how I stated it.
But I care more about me getting the woman over the man.
I get it.
Your question.
Well,
like, what do you care more about? You or her? You or the wife?
Oh, well, you may be right, and you're probably right. But what I'm sort of saying is I don't have thoughts about myself. I do have thoughts, but you do have thoughts about Chrissy.
Yes.
Okay, and you would prefer a woman.
Yes.
But you love yourself so goddamn much that you
exactly right.
You would take the woman first for you.
Sure.
Interesting. That's an interesting glimpse. Trying to think. Because I don't... It's an interesting wiring. Or it's an interesting...
I prefer to look at it as not so domineering over someone else's life that I would tell them what to... Or have thoughts on what they do with their massage. Like,
but if she didn't...
Thank you for making me weak and ogre-esque.
You said it's interesting wiring.
It's an interesting wiring.
That's Adam Carolla.
No, it's not weak. It's not weak. It's consistent wiring with you. It's consistent with you.
If Adam ever says to you, anyone in this building, interesting wiring, that is not a compliment.
No, it's never a compliment.
Uh-oh.
But it's consistent with your wiring.
Is it?
Yes.
If you were giving her a gift.
Does everyone agree with that concept?
That's consistent for Brian?
Yeah.
Sure.
I think we all strive to be a little more like you.
All right. But if you were called ahead,
a little less human.
The beginning of
Jesus Christ.
No, we do. We do.
Okay.
I just think I don't. But we do know. So the answer is Chrissy with a female. Mm-hmm. If she's going solo,
right.
Marginally, not strong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone has strong feelings.
Correct.
And then
there's some dudes out there who have strong.
Oh,
feelings.
There's some. No one here. No, I'm amongst this group.
Mm-hmm.
This is L.A., baby. But when it comes to my sort of coin toss with the woman versus the man, I mean, I would prefer a woman as well, but it's pretty coin tossy. Maybe it's a 55-45.
No, 75-25.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. There is the tactile. I do like the softer, smaller hands, I guess. But then there's also, I don't know, feels... In my reptilian, undeveloped brain, it feels a little bit weird to have a dude rubbing you naked.
All right. And
I understand that.
Right. And when you go couples, you'll take the dude.
No.
Sorry, you'll take the chick. Well, sorry. Yeah,
exactly.
Chris, get to do.
Yep.
Okay. Gina.
There you go.
Thoughts?
And like I said, every guy I've ever dated would absolutely prefer that another dude is not rubbing me down.
Right.
So.
And for you?
I've had both, and I kind of thought it was empowering for a while to be like, I'll have the man.
Mm-hmm.
Not into it. I'm over it. I would love for a male massage therapist to never give me another massage. I don't think I'm projecting, but I have found in the cross section be a little more handsy, the conversation a little more flirtatious, and I'm not into it. I don't like it.
I can see that.
Well, there is an element of if. You're a dude, and once, you know, me and Brian unleash, these women are they're God's creatures. Obviously. You know what I mean? They're professionals.
Yeah. There's only so much they can up to a certain point.
Right.
Involuntary.
Right. But if the 126-pound Asian broad gets handsy, you can throw her off you. If this guy is some sort of criminal, there's...
That's it.
That's it.
I told you a few years ago when I was getting physical therapy and getting massages for a car accident, the guy kissed my back at the end of the massage.
Well, that's therapeutic.
Brian, please. I was like, I'm over all of this.
I give that guy a pass if it's a weird culture, like he's one of those Sherpas or something.
No, he sure wasn't.
Nope. No. All right. Well, then forget it. And I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm out. So, I had well, one. There was like one... There,
Lester Whiteman.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's Graham one Wellington. Thing. Like, there was he is Tibetan, and that's what they do. That's all I had in my shelf of excuses
he
for this guy.
He kissed my spirit animal into me.
Your chakra.
Yeah, no.
All right, what else we
all
got?
All right. Well, the LAPD has arrested a new bling ring of burglars who targeted celebrities. This is according to TMZ. And we talked about this recently, the Yasiel Puig one. The criminal crew allegedly robbed more than 24 homes.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I've seen a million home security commercials.
Oh, no.
These guys
doesn't
look nothing like those guys in those
the white scruffy
ADT
dude with the hoodies.
Yeah, where are all the blonde guys who haven't shaved in a few days?
Yeah.
Hmm.
There's a woman with the last name of Hall who's 34 and
I
a guy with the last name of Hall who's 18. Is that his mother?
I will explain that
in
a moment.
Is that his goddamn mother?
So Dodger star Yasiel Puig, Rihanna, Christina Milian. Police say the suspects were planning to hit at least another 12 famous people, including LeBron James, Viola Davis, and Matt Damon. According to authorities, the group has stolen more than $1 million in property, including $50,000 in cash.
You know Matt Damon walking around and so garish with those tiaras.
The candelabra.
Mr. T of the Hollywood sect.
Everybody knows that.
Why Matt Damon?
Like he was on the list.
You're going to find a bunch of Wrangler jeans in his closet.
And Brian, that was very astute of you. I did hear on news radio that the 34-year-old is in fact the mother of of the 18-year-old and was helping in this sort of larger criminal ring.
So, Lamon Jashan Daniels, is that a name?
Ashley Jennifer Hall and...
is everyone's last name first?
Yes, correct.
And...
Williams Hall, Daniels and Hall.
And we got a... What is the middle name on...
Jashan?
Dimaji?
Yeah.
Oh, Dimaji Corey. Dimaji Corey Hall.
And we got a Jashan?
Yeah.
All right. I don't like the made-up names.
And Tyrese.
It's confusing me. Oh, she's got a what? She's got Ashley.
No, Tyrese Levon.
Okay. Listen, everyone, stop at the names. Okay. It doesn't help. It makes people confused. All right, so these are the guys who were hitting all these places.
Well, and between the ring footage and the surveillance footage in Puig's bedroom, I mean, they're on camera. It's not like they're wearing masks.
Oh, maybe this
they're
is
not
why
Dylan's neighbors.
Dylan's neighbors didn't want to be on camera.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Well, there were one guy they sort of caught on the way in. I mean, the face. The other guys were doing the hoodie thing, at least the surveillance footage I saw. On where I go to for breaking news, which is TMZ.
Right. It was exclusive.
Yeah, they had...
But they weren't wearing like dead president's masks. I mean,
no.
you could make something out.
Yeah. In this day and age of... There's two outcomes to you with the bling. One is Yasiel Puig and...
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian. And the other is people just thinking you're an asswipe for walking around. Like... Why not just go with the flip-flops and the cargo shorts and then just go home and count your money or go home to your Bel Air estate or whatever it is. It just doesn't...
Don't be flashy.
Well,
no upside.
I mean, you're Yasiel Puig. We know you're rich. We know you got a contract. Yeah. You're a Kardashian. We get it. You got money. It's just you're inviting. So the only thing I ever remember from junior college... When I would go periodically when I was like 18 or 19, like, I'm going to take a class in psychology or I'm going to take a radio class or whatever it is. The only thing I ever really remember is one psychology professor saying, what if you bought a fake Rolex and you're jogging through the park and somebody jumped you and hit you over the head and basically rolled you for your fake jewelry Rolex? Like, wouldn't you feel like an ass? Like, wouldn't you feel like an idiot? It's a fake Rolex. Like, I that's the only thing that ever stuck with me. It's like, you're literally saying to crazy people on the street, come come get some.
There's no upset.
I got 10 grand hanging around my, my wrist. You want
good
some?
Point.
All right, let me tell you about Geico, and then we'll get into the rest of this. Everybody's got the to-do list. Drop off the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. How about you add? Save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. You don't have to go anywhere. Just go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. Put that extra money in your pocket. It's the most rewarding thing you can do today. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, could be saving 15% or more on your auto insurance. All right, Gene, let's do one more.
All right. Well, McDonald's is on a mission to eliminate artificial ingredients from its menu, according to CNN. Even the Big Mac special sauce is getting a makeover in an attempt to attract more health-conscious consumers. It's seven classic burgers, the hamburger, cheeseburger, double cheeseburger, McDouble, quarter pounder with cheese, double quarter pounder with cheese, and Big Mac will no longer include artificial preservatives, flavors, or coloring.
What is a couple things. What is the share? What do you think the market share was McDonald's wise when you were a kid versus today?
Oh my God,
it's everything.
I'm guessing back let's say 1980 was probably 40%, maybe more. I don't know how big Burger
I feel
King
like
was
more.
Back, yeah, I don't know how big Burger King was back then, but now it's
McDonald's was everything.
Maybe 20%, maybe less.
Yeah, and then there's just kind of this thing too where. I don't know. I feel like the people who go to McDonald's don't give a crap about
that's what I'm saying. About that. People who genuinely care, like health conscious, aren't going to be swayed by, we made a slight change to this. Like,
this
just
is
do
all,
what you do, man.
This is all for the younger crowd. This is all for the, they go to Chipotle over McDonald's. They prefer to have things customized over things that have been sitting under a lamp. And
you
this
think
is
Hall,
all
Hall,
them.
Williams, and whoever care about that?
Well, that's what McDonald's is saying, is that this is the young market that we used to have them. And now we don't. Now they have choices. They can make healthier choices. They can create their own customized, bespoke, whatever. And at McDonald's, you can't do that. So now you can. Like that, it's all to attract that crowd back.
It's interesting. Speaking of market share, I wonder what Subway's market share is in that sort of world.
Absolutely.
And based on almost completely false premise of we're the healthy option.
Yes.
You know what I mean? They've cornered the market on we're the healthy option.
On an entire loaf of bread for lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy, but they've
But what
it.
About the shredded lettuce?
Eat fresh, dude.
I am appalled at any sandwich place that offers you a small bag of chips. I feel like it's the greatest cop out in the side hustle ever. I mean, I want some potato salad, I want some coleslaw, I want some mac salad. The bag of chips, it's the greatest. Somebody should study Subway because they make a sandwich that is a, pardon the pun, subpar sub sandwich. They're ma and pa sub joints all over the place that do it right, but yet there's this. And then the sack of chips, which must cost them under 15 cents a unit, the small sack of Lay's that they just add on to the side minus the fries or minus the potatoes, salad, a mac salad. By the way, I'm going to put macaroni salad on my list next to egg salad, which is I think people order turkey subs and turkey clubs and turkey sandwiches at a far greater rate than they do egg salad. But I think people love egg salad. Yeah. They just never order it.
Yep.
And I say the same with the macaroni salad. It's not
best.
Normally an option. We don't get it.
It's delightful.
It's delectable because it's a little bit sweet.
Yes.
And it's a little bit tangy. But I'm going to, and
get some macaroni salad.
Macaroni salad, I feel like it's sort of untouched. Everyone else is doing all their takes on everything else.
Yeah.
They're cutting up green apples and putting in golden raisins and everything.
You'd never do that.
This flies under the radar.
Yes.
People leave it alone. It's unmolested.
Yeah. Mayonnaise,
it's always,
relish.
It's always the same.
Oh. Yes.
But yes, the fact that
we're going to Bay Cities.
The fact that they offer a sack of chips for you to enjoy with their subpar sandwich, that's an attack.
Yeah.
And I will tell you where their business is. Kids who do not have a developed palate get a thing and it's the thing that they will eat. It is, I went through this with Sonny. It's the Subway turkey, no tomato, extra mayo, or whatever it is. And they just have that. And then mamas figure out, I don't want to get into a battle over what they're going to eat. Right. And they're going to go, I didn't want, or I was in the mood for whatever. I know that if I go to this place and I point at number 5 and yell, no mustard, that kid is going to get exactly what they'll do, and they'll eat the entire, and they'll never ask for, where are the baked beans, or where's the mac salad, or the mac and cheese? And it becomes this weird deal with the devil, which is the 8 and 9-year-old has no idea what a good sandwich tastes like, and you will give them this, and the mama knows, I can go be in and out of this place in 8 minutes. It's going to cost me $4, and this kid will never say a word. They will be happy to have it. It's a weird thing. It's like feeding a pet. It's like, I'll just get a sack of this, and you'll get that, and you'll be happy with it. And every single time.
And it could be worse. It's not deep fried. You start making all these negotiations.
And in a world where you have to go on a run because there's 8 kids in a pool party, the safest bet, this is the safest bet ever. Yep. And I can't imagine adults with college degrees like just going in going, I want a good sandwich. It can't be that. It has to be all the kids. Yes.
So there are more Subways than McDonald's and Starbucks combined.
No.
That's a recent thing, though. That's not like from like back
in that's from the 40s.
No. But I mean, that's like what? Yeah, like the last 5 years, I would say.
There are more Subways.
Yeah, they had a major push to be on every corner in New York, basically.
But as far as market share goes, they've fallen. They were 6.4% in 2013, and now they're 4.7% last year. So they're really falling.
More than combined McDonald's and Starbucks.
Yes.
Wow.
I remember this push. It was crazy. It was literally every corner in New York. There was some money unleashed, and they were, and all over the world.
Overexpansion.
Yes.
Can I say this? And I don't know if this happens or not, but as it pertains to Starbucks.
Excuse me. It's almost as many McDonald's and Starbucks, not more.
Okay.
All right.
It's close.
Get Dylan on this. Crunch some
of
those numbers.
Bad.
Okay.
Yeah, because.
Can we do this, please? I was staying at Airbnb. I was down at Laguna Seca. There's a weird thing. I don't recommend it. It's traveling. When you travel with someone who doesn't drink coffee, it's neither here nor there to them. Yep. For you, it's a drug. For me, it's essentially a drug. And I get up in the morning, I got to have my coffee. And when you travel, the person doesn't drink coffee, like Matt DeAndrea, they get up in the morning, they don't need any coffee. They just want to leave, you know?
Me too.
And then, so then there's a coffee pot, but now you're sort of in charge because if you didn't buy the cream and you didn't get the stuff from Trader Joe's, then you're out of luck because they don't care.
Yep.
So then you do the move where you hit the car and you're going, I need a Starbucks. Like, I'll blow that guy first half at Starbucks over there. And they go, wait, you want to stop before we get to the track? And you're like, yeah, we need.
Actually, yes.
We're making such good time.
We need it. And then you go, what time's your run group going off? And you're going off at like 9:25 in the morning. It's like a little bit early. And sometimes there's a bunch of traffic going up the hill to the track. And you never quite know. But you're like, I want my Starbucks. And then you stop at the Starbucks. And you got the dude in front of you, and he wants the macchiato vanilla with medium fluff and a teardrop from a virgin and all this stuff. And you're just standing behind this guy. And it's like, buddy, my order is going to be medium black. Just dump it in. Don't leave room for cream. And I'm out of here. Can we get a line for normal people who just want
coffee?
That's a good idea.
I got a guy in front of me who's inventing coffee that doesn't exist. Like, he's going off the menu. He's building his own Frankenstein mug of coffee, and he's wearing like the sweatpants, and he's got the USA Today under his arm, and he's going nowhere.
About the muffins, like, oh, which one of these don't have nuts?
Then he's looking at stuff. Is that a bear claw? And it's like, oh, dude, I just want a cup. It's a drug. I need it. I'm running late.
I have been in Starbucks when they've said, anyone getting just coffee to like a really long line, but there should be a designated,
like
just
a credit card only line.
Yeah. All right. Good. I agree with that.
I've been to some bars where they have a keg with one tap in at the front of the line. So if you're going to wait in line at a long bar, you could just have a beer right there too. And people just get the beer right before you.
And then you get in the race car?
Yeah.
Then you poof it.
All right. Let's bring it home.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
Wait a minute. wasn't Matt Damon's character named Mr. LaBeouf or something?
Oh, LaBeef.
Was it LaBeef?
Yeah, from True Grit.
Which I enjoyed, and I don't see it make the rounds very often, but I did enjoy that movie.
It's nominated for Best Picture.
There was, however, the female love interest in Teen Wolf was named Boof.
Boof.
No, was it? But he was LaBeef.
Almost positive. We can look that up, but I am 99% sure.
All right. I'll tell you about Castrol Edge while you look that up. Heat, friction, viscosity, breakdown, rob your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in a loss of performance up to 10%. Castrol Edge, engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to be stronger under pressure. Helps fight friction, deliver maximum levels of performance for your car. Three times!
Three times, fool!
3 times stronger against viscosity breakdown than leading oils. Castrol Edge, unlock the performance in your car's engine. So how do you spell his last name then?
It's spelled LaBeouf, but I have proof. Here's a clip from the movie.
You are not LaBeouf.
That's Jeff Daniels.
Does he Jeff ever Bridges. Say
Jeff,
it?
I have it on your screen right there too. That's
No, but he spells it L-A.
I understand.
Hold on. B-O-E-U-F.
And it's pronounced.
I mean,
you are not LaBeouf.
It is French for beef.
Is it?
I think so, right? Like Shia LaBeouf?
Is Shia LaBeouf's last name beef or French?
I think it's French for beef.
It's either that or lamb. It's
well, that wouldn't make any sense.
No, it's like the sheep if you look that up. But anyway.
You are not LaBeouf.
All right, now I have to hear Matt Damon's character say it.
Is that a comment on Jeff Bridges, or is it really how you're supposed to say his name?
Nobody does. Well, you can look. We'll figure it out. Nobody does haggard like
Jeff Bridges.
You are not LaBeouf.
All right. Live shows everywhere. Go to adamcarolla.com and check out Brian and Mr. Sonny LaBeouf's podcast, the Bald Brian, and of course Sonny, and
Fantasy
BS podcast.
You'll be proud of us. Number one and number two in the league.
Who's who?
Wait, who do you think?
Oh,
no,
nice.
Sonny's number one.
And go to Chassis and see all the new movies over there and all that. Now, here's the weird thing. I didn't read the characters' names, and I thought his name was LaBeouf. So
you are not LaBeouf.
Where did I get that in my head?
It's gotta be the movie.
It's funny. It's possible he's mispronouncing it right here. That's the line I remember from the movie because it was so funny. You are not LaBeouf.
Well, it'd be nice if he was talking about boofing or boffing or beefing or LaBeoufing. We'll work it out for the next show. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla for Michael Ironside, Gina Grad, and Bald Brian. Say it. Mahalo.
Fuck, I'm an actor. You act. Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow us on Twitter at Adam Carolla. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-641-1744. Stand Up Live, 2 basic cable commentary shows coming on October 27th. And don't forget, the World Championship of Guacamole, October 13th, at Sea Legs in Huntington Beach. Email info@officialwcog.com for more info. Tickets and info on all the live podcasts, the main events, the books, the movies, the more. Go to adamcarolla.com.